This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, March 4th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump to farmers, have fun with tariffs. FSA, NRCS offices losing leases. And farmers and fired federal employees at State of the Union. Trump tells farmers to focus on domestic markets. President Donald Trump is telling U.S. farmers to get ready to focus on the domestic market ahead of forthcoming tariffs. To the great farmers of the United States, get ready to start making a lot of agriculture products to be sold inside of the United States. Trump wrote tariffs will go on external products on April 2nd. Have fun. The White House official told AgriPulse the president was referencing the reciprocal tariffs Trump and others have suggested could be ready by April 2nd. Multiple producers told AgriPulse yesterday they're skeptical the domestic market could absorb additional export losses. Many commodities rely heavily on export markets. Farmer National Association of Wheat Growers President Gary Broyles told AgriPulse that as much as 50% of U.S. wheat is exported. He noted trade and access to foreign markets are, quote, absolutely critical. Former Wheat Growers President Brent Cheney added, quote, there isn't enough population of the country to consume it. FSA, NRCS offices, leases being terminated. The Trump administration is preparing to terminate 58 Farm Service Agency and Natural Resource Conservation Service office leases, according to Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency. In a cost-cutting move, the agencies plan to, quote, reevaluate those leases and maybe renegotiate at a lower rate. Acting FSA Administrator Steve Peterson told AgriPulse at the annual Commodity Classic Convention and Trade Show in Denver. The terminations will not go into effect right away, giving agency leaders some time to make plans in case new deals cannot be reached with current tenants, he said. You can read our report for locations of impacted sites at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Democrats to highlight farmers and federal workers at State of the Union. Democrats are preparing to highlight issues facing farmers, consumers, and federal workers as Trump delivers his current administration's first State of the Union address tonight to Congress. Both House and Senate agriculture Democrats have invited guests from food banks, farm country, and the federal workforce to attend. The guests highlight various issues across the country, including mass firings across federal agencies and the impacts of funding freezes. Senate Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota will be joined by Gary Wertsch with the Minnesota Farmers Union. I thought having Gary there would be a good point to remind all that rural America is out there strong. We have so much potential, and what I'd really like to be working on is things like child care and housing and health care in rural, as well as making sure we get a farm bill done, Klobuchar said in an interview with AgriPulse. Klobuchar and Wertsch both emphasized concerns about tariffs. We need the export markets. We can't just replace them overnight, Wertsch said. The threat of the tariffs puts more downward pressure on our markets and really helps destroy our trust as a reliable trading partner. Other guests highlight the impact of the federal layoffs. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado will bring Jamie Werner to the address. Werner was a Forest Service employee who was fired along with thousands of other probationary federal workers in Colorado, according to Bennett's office. From the House side, Representative Zoe Lofgren of California will bring a fired employee from USDA's Agriculture Research Service facility in Salinas. The guest will not be identified by name. In a letter to the Congresswoman, they shared that at least a half dozen colleagues were impacted by the cuts to probationary workers. Other guests include Joe Newland, president of the Kansas Farm Bureau, who will join Representative Sharice Davids. Kristen Warzoka, president and CEO of the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, will join Representative Chantel Brown of Ohio. Fifth-generation farmer Karen Reeves will join Representative John Mannon of New York. Representative Randy Feenster of Iowa announced that Brad Moline and his daughter Ava Moline will, who they raised turkeys in their century-old farm in Manson, Iowa, will also be guests of Representative Feenster. Farm equipment manufacturers face another tough year. The struggling farm economy and the prospect of higher tariffs are weighing on farm equipment manufacturers that are already struggling with sluggish sales. In the ag market right now, there's just a lot of uncertainty. So that uncertainty is leading to people feeling just a little bit uncomfortable about making capital equipment purchases. That Kurt Blade, Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers at Commodity Classic yesterday. As of December, sales of high horsepower tractors were about the same level as the five-year average, but 17% lower than a year ago. Sales of low horsepower tractors were 24% below the five-year average, 13% below a year ago. On the bottom line, according to AEM, the forecast for net farm income suggests there will be another decline in equipment sales this year before a recovery in 2026. Lawsuit seeks to stop Doge from interfering with federal agencies. Yet another legal challenge has been launched against U.S. Doge Service for its impact on federal agencies. The Center for Biological Diversity has filed a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. It seeks to stop specific agencies from meeting with the Doge teams examining their operations. Among the agencies the lawsuit is targeting, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, Fish and Wildlife Service, National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Forest Service. The Doge teams should be stopped from taking further actions against multiple environmental agencies until each team fully complies with the Federal Advisory Committee Act, the center says. Top HHS spokesperson abruptly resigns. The top spokesperson at the Department of Health and Human Services has resigned only 2 weeks after starting his new job, reportedly because of disagreements with HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Tom Corey shared on LinkedIn yesterday that he had left his job as the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at HHS. He didn't provide a reason, but Politico cited tensions between Corey and RFK Jr. over the handling of a measles outbreak in Texas. Corey served as senior advisor and director of communications for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in the first Trump administration. Here's today's final word. They will have a very, very negative impact on our industry. That Kip Edeberg, senior vice president of government and industry relations for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, referring to the new tariffs President Donald Trump is imposing. Edeberg, speaking at Commodity Classic, said the uncertainty about how high tariffs will be also means companies, quote, don't know day to day, week to week, month to month, whether you'll be paying 25% more, 40% more, 60% more. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, March 4th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.